Today she is Masechta Shavuos Daf Hey. We will begin in Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. The Gemara in the previous shiur said that the reason Rebbe agrees with Rebbe Kiva in his opinion regarding Shavuos, that there's a chiyuv carbon oil of a yorid, not only for Shavuos for the future, but also for Shavuos for the past. And the Gemara explained, because Rebbe Kiva based his opinion, because he learned psukim in the klal uprat, the ribui miyit ribui fashion, and we have a precedent that Rebbe also learns in that fashion. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Lameima, Rebbe darsh ribui miyitu. Rebbe, are you going to say that Rebbe learns in the ribui miyit fashion? Ask the Gemara, Rebbe klal uprati darsh. I'm going to show you. The Rebbe learns the klal upratu klal fashion. The Torah, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, the Torah says that if somebody is sold as an Eved Ivri, he has to work for 6 years. The Torah says when the 6 years are up, the Torah says that he if he wants to stay longer, Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti, where he says, I want to stay learner that longer, that the pasuk says that he the owner should take a drill, we make a hole in his ear and he remains an eved until yovel. Ein li'ele matzeya, begins the brisa, that I would know that this halacha is only when you take a drill. Only matzei menayel rabbis asul. How do we know if you take a sharp piece of wood? The sira is a thorn. Hamachet is a needle. Vamekadeach is like a drill. Vamekativ is a sharp pen. How do we know that all of that made out of metal? All these are sharp metal pieces. How do we know that they can be used? Tamlem v'lekachta kol davar shenukluf b'yad. Anything which is movable has the locha, it may be used. Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Matzeya. The Torah said that we should use a Matzeya. Ma Matzeya miyuchet shematchis, af kol shematchis. Rabbi is saying that the Matzeya is coming to teach us that you could only use something made out of metal. Vaminin, and we said, what is the difference? The difference is, but if Michael Mifki, Rebbe Darsh Klal Prat, Rebbe learns the pasuk Klal Prat to Klal, Yatadar Elkein Prat, and since the Matzei is made out of metal, only a metal instrument will be usable. And Rebbe Yehuda Darsh, Rebbe Yehuda explains it with Rebbe Miyit Rebbe fashion, and as we described in our previous year, if you learn with a Rebbe Miyit Rebbe fashion, you're going to end up with much, you're going to end up including much more than if you're just going to learn a klal prat fashion, says the Gemara. In typically, so how are we saying? Asked the Gemara. The Rebbe follows the opinion of Rebbe Kiva, who also bases his limud on a klal on Rebbe Miyit Ribui. Here we're seeing not like that. Answers the Gemara. In the Alma, in a typical situation, as we approach the situation in our previous year, we have here two different ways of how to view the psukim. The psukim can be viewed as a klal prat, or klal fashion. The psukim can be viewed as a ribi miyit ribi psukim, and end up with very different results, as we even see in the case that we began our shiur today. It says the Gemara, the Alma klal prat idarish. Normally, Rebbe prefers the klal prat fashion. For Hocha, why by Pinyan Aben did he follow the Rebbe Miyit fashion? Hocha and Atama, there was a specific reason why he followed the Rebbe Miyit fashion by the question of what could be used to make a Pinyan Aben. Ketana de Beri Bishmo, the Pana Bishmo, the Pasuk says, when the Torah says that what kosher fish may be eaten, what kosher sea creatures may be eaten. The Torah says, "Azet toichlum kolash b'mayim, kolash noy snap of a kaskeses, anything that has since it scales b'mayim, b'mayim, b'necholim, oisu techelu. Here the Torah has two klals. The Torah says b'mayim, b'mayim, and then the Torah says b'yamim, b'necholim. So it is, says the Gemara, a case of a klal pratu klal, but it's not your typical klal pratu klal. Here you have the klal twice, b'mayim, b'mayim, are two klals, and only afterwards is the prat stated. And that in ze klal prat, that we don't learn this as a klal pratu klal, a ribi mit ribui. Because it doesn't have the regular rules or regular description of a klal prat a klal, because the prat is after the two klals, not in between the two klals, then it's treated like a ribi mit ribui. And what is learned from this? So the Gemara teaches us, not in our Masechta, but the Gemara in Masechta Chulin teaches us that the Torah is teaching us that by saying by Yamim and Nechalim, we learn from here that the Torah saying this means that this requirement of fins and scales is by sea creatures, which in all moving bodies of water, but does not apply which it in a stagnant body of water, such like cisterns, something which the water doesn't move. And in that case, one would be allowed to drink from such bodies of water, not being concerned that maybe he's ingesting sea creatures that don't have fins and scales. So according to Rashi, and that's what we're going to be focused, we're following this Gemara, the point being is if it's stagnant water or is it water that flows. Tosfos says that that's not the only consideration. Tosfos says that charitzim and neitzim are similar to yamim and necholos, and therefore charitzim and neitzim are always going to have the same rule. Where the rule is excluded is only by Boris Sichem Maris, like a pit. The Rabbanon who disagree with Rebbe by the Pasuk of Pinyan Aben, and they learned that Pasuk in the Klal Pratu Klal fashion, and not the Ribi Meet Ribi fashion. And as we learned in our previous year, the result of learning that way is that you're going to have much less options of what you could use for Pinyan Aben. Why? If you look at that Pasuk, it's also a situation of two klals and then a prat, and therefore should that not be considered a situation that everybody will learn in the Ribi Meit Ribi fashion, not in the klal prat to klal fashion? Amar Avinu Kadam Ribi Marava, as was explained in Etz Yisrael, they hold that when you have the two klals next to each other, hatel prat b'neim, you could manipulate the pasuk, so to speak. And by manipulating the pasuk, where you will end up will be that dinam will be treated like a klal prat to klal situation. Says the Gemara, hashad damrit, the Rebbe klal prati darish. Now that we're saying the Rebbe prefers to learn with a klal prat fashion over learning a Ribi Meit fashion, Bakarcha Kasha. So now we're going to have a question in our Mishnah. Because we explained the Pasuk by Shavuos, that Shtaim Shen Arba, the Pasuk says, Oy Nefeshki Shava, Levatis V'Sosayim, Lahara Lahetiv L'chola Shivata Adam B'Shavua. The Gemara learned the Klal Prat Klal. And if it's going to be learned in a Klal Prat to Klal fashion, there won't be a Chiv Shavua on the past. Like Rabbi Kiva says, there'll only be a Chiyuv Shvuah on the future. So how will we understand our Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, the Rebbe holds, that there's a Chiyuv carbon even for the past? Ella, b'shvuas nosav aliv Rabbi Kiva, we have to go back to something that we said previously, says the Gemara, that by Shvuas, he quoted in the Mishnah, the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, but he, Leila, and Rabbi Kiva's opinion is indeed based on learning a Rebbe meet Rebbe fashion, but Rebbe himself, Leila Sfirale, Rebbe himself was not agreement with that. He taught the Mishnah, and it goes back to something that we explained in our previous shift in the Ritva. Rebbe, the Talmidim in the yeshiva, felt that Rabbi Kiva's opinion was the correct opinion, and that's why Rebbe taught the Mishnah like that, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he holds as the halacha. Gufa. Enai chayiv b'nayin, says the Braisa. B'nayin enai chayiv ela shesh b'yidei b'tchil v'yidei b'soif ahel b'natayim. Where do we know that if somebody was aware that he was tamei, forgot that he was tamei, and then entered the base of Migdash or ate kachim, and then he realizes he's tamei, where do we know that he's chayiv? Tal malaymer, the pasuk said, we learned this in our previous year. The pasuk says, v'nelem v'nelem shtei pamim. The pasuk says, v'nelem menavu tamei v'osham, v'nelem menavu yada v'osham. So from the first v'nelem, we learn that if he forgot that he's tamei, that's what he's chayiv a carbon. And the second nelem comes to teach us that he has to have a yediya, a haloma, and a yediya halova, divrei Rabbi Kiva. But there is no chayiv, as Rabbi Kiva keeps on teaching us in our shiurim, that if somebody didn't realize that where he was entering was the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody did not realize that what he was eating was kaidish, he would not be chayiv. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says that we ain't a tzarek. We don't have to take the words of yodam and say that that's what they mean. Harei Omer v'nelam b'chlal shiyada. When it says v'nelam, it means that he knew v'yada, and again, he knew that he knew a reinkant shtei yedias. So it's obvious that he knew, forgot, and then realized. What does the v'nelam come in? Came out tamalay v'nelam. What does the Torah say v'nelam again? The second Nelam is coming to teach us that not only if you forgot or didn't realize that you were Tomei and you entered the Beis HaMikdash or ate Kodesh, but even L'chaim Ahalam Tomei V'Ahalam Mikdash, you didn't realize that this is the Beis HaMikdash or this is Kodesh, you will also be Chayiv, a carbon oil of Yerid. Al-Amar, so Rebbe just taught us V'Nelam, whenever the Torah uses the word V'Nelam, and implies what the word vanilla means, you forgot. You could only forget mechlal shiyada, something you once knew. How do we know to define the word vanilla that way? My mashma, Amar of a middle like siv. The Torah says, vihi aluma memenu. He aluma memenu means he never knew. The fact that it says vanilla is an indication that he knew and forgot. Amar Abaya, says Abaye, if that's the way we're going to define the word v'nelam, that you knew and forgot, elgam soitum. Tarek Deutsche teaches us where a husband warned his wife that she should not remain alone with somebody, with a specific man, and then there were edim that she was alone with that man, the amount of time in which they could have had an immoral relationship. The halacha is that we bring her to the Beis HaMikdash, they bring a mincha saita, and the kohen goes through an entire procedure of preparing water, the mayim hamamarim, that indeed examine if she is or isn't tamei. And the Torah, when introducing the parasha saita, the ksiv, the Torah says, v'nela meine isha. If we're saying v'nela means that you knew and forgot, Mechlal davi yodami kara. That means that they knew, that they originally knew. What does it mean that they originally knew? One explanation means, Tosfos gives two different ways of understanding what the Gemara means. Either means that the person, the husband, knew that she had this adulterous relationship, or it means, a second pshat, that he knew about her being alone, and he forgot that, and then he forgot about it, and then he remembered. So the question is, if that's the way to understand, because now we're saying that whenever the Torah uses the word v'nelam, it means that he knew and forgot. So ask the Gemara, if he knew at one point that whatever pshat we're going to learn, whether we're going to say he knew that she had this adulterous relationship, or he knew that she was alone with this man, mibat kolamayim, would the water work under such circumstances? V'tanya, the Braisa teaches us, v'nika ishmi oven, v'isha hi tisis avona. And the Braisa teaches us, v'zman she ishmi nukum of oven, if the man is innocent, hamayim baikin v'zishtai, then the water will work. Ein hi ishmi nukum of oven, but if he's not innocent, ein habaikin baikin v'zishtai. So the simple way of explaining the Gemara is given that this man forgot, so it's most likely that he had relationship with this woman and with his wife, because he didn't know that there's any problem with his wife. And therefore, he's not considered, therefore, he did something that he wasn't supposed to do. Because once the woman is identified as a soita, even though she hasn't been definitively proven to have had this relationship, you're already now allowed to have relations with her. And since he forgot, the assumption is that he had relations with her, and therefore, how would the water work? Many Rishonim have a problem with that approach, because even if he forgot, why would we say that he had relations? It's possible that he forgot what this woman's status is, but he did not have necessarily relations with her. So the Rishonim explain that this pasuk that teaches us that the man has to be menuka mi'oven is not just focused, did he or did he not have relations. What it means to say is that he has to be on the guard. That's what the Torah requires of this husband after his wife has been identified as a soita. And the fact that he has forgotten, so then he's not going to be watching. And therefore, he's not considered anymore an individual who's menuka mi'oven. We can't consider him innocent that the having done what's right if he wasn't paying attention. Did she become a soita? Did she not become a soita? The pasuk says, ish ish kisista ishtai. And Rashi points out that the parasik in Parashas Nasai that speaks about the soita, the previous parasha speaks about the kohen. And the pasuk says, "V'ish es kadosh v'lo yiyu." Says Rashi, "Im atama akiv matas kuna." If you hold back from giving the kohen what you have to give him, chayecha, I tell you, should starach lava etzel lavel as a soita. You're going to end up bringing your wife to him as a soita. What's the reason? So explains the Gro and the Kol Eliyahu. The pasuk that says Ve'ish es kedosha lo yiyah, the Gemara says that if somebody doesn't give the kohen the trumas and maisers that we are obligated to give them, he's going to end up with only 10% of what he had originally. Once a wife sees that a husband is lost all his money, she's going to assume that why did he lose his money? He must be having immoral relationships. And that takes away the deterrent from her having an immoral relationship. Because she says, I'm not going to get caught, because as we just learned, if the man is not innocent, then the soita water work won't work on the wife. So if ish is kadosh v'lo yiyu, says the Gra, if he holds back, that causes his wife to feel comfortable to have an immoral relationship, because she suspects that that's what he's doing. And therefore, the next thing what happens, they're going to end up being the parish of a soita. Another pshat that I saw, the pasuk says, v'hevi es ishtoi. Why does the Torah use the word v'hevi es ishtoi? Should have said v'hevi ishtoi. So the Sefer V'yagud Yaakov explains that the S means that you don't just bring your wife. V'hevi es ishtoi, you're bringing yourself along, and we're using that opportunity to see what is your situation. Rav Chaskel Abramsky, Rav Chaskel Levenstein Zitzal, the Ponovich and Meshgiach, has a whole different approach to this parasha of Soita. He says the whole parasha of Soita only was applicable when they lived in a world where they followed, they felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of their life. When they felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every aspect of their lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also acted in that way. He showed them his presence in every action in their life. And therefore, if there was a world where somebody did something immoral, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed if that didn't or didn't happen. But in a world where we don't live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every part of our life, and that's what I think he means to say, Ein ish menukam oven. It isn't specifically the Avera of Erva. Ein ish menukam oven means that a person doesn't live a life where he feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every part of his life. Ein ish menukam oven, if you don't feel and find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every part of your life, then it won't be helpful what you're doing. The Mei Saita will not work. It only works in an environment that people live an environment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Su asked the Gemara furthermore, Gav Torah, when the Torah speaks about Torah, the Pasuk says, V'nel memenu kol chayim oifah shtmayim nistara. The Pasuk says that nobody would know. V'nelma means that they knew and forgot the power of Torah. Meklal dikha have a yodabay. Does that imply that they knew? V'ksiv lo yoda enish erka. There's no one that really recognizes the power of the Torah. So we're now back to the question. We're saying that wherever it says v'nelam, it means that they knew and they forgot. Where is that? That's not true. Says the Gemara that Avam Abaya, Kesava Rebbe, the way to understand the Pasuk is Yedias based Rabbi. The fact that somebody knew that if somebody touches a Sheretz, he's Tamei, Shma Yediyah. That's enough to be considered Vinelam. That if a person doesn't, the person only has the knowledge that if you're Tamei and you do something, you eat Kodesh, enter the Migdash, you can be Chayv Karban, oil of Yared. Once you know that if you touch a Sheretz, you're Tamei, and once you touch a Sheretz and you're Tamei, everything else that happens, you're going to be Chayiv, that's enough to be considered Vinelam. And the same thing by Saita. The idea is not that the husband specifically knows what happened with his wife. The husband doesn't necessarily know what happened with his wife. What it means is that he knows that he has to follow all the rules of Tahara, he and his wife. And that's enough to make a Yediyah. Says the Gemara, Amalei Papa Bayis, if that's the case, and El Dektani, we learned in our Mishnah, that you could have a situation of Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila, V'yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif. Yeah, you never knew until after you did the Avera, then you're going to be Chayiv, you're not going to be Chayiv Karban Oil B'Yoyrit. But if we're saying that Yediyah means that it's enough that you know what it is, says the Marmika, the Lesle Yediyah Space Rabbi, so we're saying now just having learned Halacha as a young child is enough to consider Yediyah. So who doesn't have that Yediyah? Amalei, says the Marin, you can't have such a situation. If you have a child that was brought up in captivity and he never went to yeshiva, that person will never have the Yediyah Space Rabbi. And that's the person who the Mishnah refers to when it speaks about Ein Ba Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yesh Ba Yediyah B'Soif. I saw that somebody writes that he went into the Sfas Emes to give the Sfas Emes Shalom Aleichem, and the Sfas Emes asked him, do you know how to learn? So he answers, maybe I know a little how to learn. Says the Sfas Emes that everybody only knows a little. Because what did our Gemara say? Our Gemara just says, arise samika man the yodalei. Is there anybody that really knows the Torah? The Gemara just taught us that when we speak about Torah, there's no one in the world that really has a full appreciation and understanding of what the Torah is. And therefore, anybody who says that he knows knows how to learn, by definition, he's only saying that I know very little how to learn. Al-Gamar said that who is the individual that maybe didn't know anything? The Gemara says it's referring to the Tinnik Shenishba Ben Anochrim. He's the person that didn't have any idea betchila. So the Sefer Taras Chaim asked the obvious question, that unfortunately, that many Amaratzim, that even if they had a Jewish upbringing, don't know the halacha of Tumah. So why is the Gemara specifically speaking about the Tinnik Shenishba as the individual who had no idea? That many people who are not Tinnik Shenishbas and don't have any idea. Answers the Taras Chaim that if somebody was raised in a Jewish environment and then doesn't know some of the halachas, that's not called that he, that, and that person is not called the Ein Bo Yedia. Why is that not considered Ein Bo Yedia? Because he should have learned. Somebody who's a Tinnik Shenishba Bein Hagoyim, so he had no exposure, he had no knowledge that there's such a thing as halacha, there's tumah, there's tahara. But somebody who had the opportunity by learning, by having gone to learn and know, and then he doesn't have the excuse that he had no yediyah. He should have had a yediyah, he should have learned. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that this lesson is a critical lesson. The lesson of this Gemara is that you have to have sima leiv. A person has to pay attention to what he's doing and what's going on. And if a person doesn't act with sima leiv and try to really pay attention to what he's doing, he has no excuse. We learned further in the Mishnah. Mitzis HaShabbos Shteim Shein Arba. Says the Gemara Tanan Hossam, the Mishnah Masech the Shabbos, speaks about Yitzis HaShabbos Shein Arba Befnim. There are two cases, the Gemara says, that again, we speak, as we learned in the Mishnah, about the Oni, who's standing outside in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and he takes something from the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and we speak about the Baal Bayis, who's standing in the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, and he's taking something into the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. And in both of these cases, he's chayiv, the Oni and the Usher, the Oni and the Baal Bayis, because they did a full-fledged act of carrying on Shabbos, because in order to be chayiv on Shabbos for carrying, you have to have an akira in one rishus and an anocha in another rishus. Then the Mishnah continued. Then there's each one of them have two cases. The Oni could be chayiv deraisa when he went from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim, and from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus HaYochid. And then you have two cases by each one of them where it's potter. For the Oni who's standing in the Rishus Rabbim and he does that kira in the Rishus Rabbim and the anocha in the Rishus HaYochid, or the Baal HaBayis who's standing in the Rishus HaYochid does that kira in Rishus HaYochid, but the Oni does the anocha in the Rishus Rabbim. V'shtayin shen arba b'chutz is again for the Baal HaBayis. You could have a Baal HaBayis who's doing a full-fledged act of taking something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus Rabbim, or something from Rishus HaRabbim into Rishus HaYochid, versus two cases where he only did a Akira or Anocha. So this pshat in that Mishnah focuses on the Oni and the Usher. There are other pshatim that don't focus on the Oni and the Usher. They focus much more on the chutz and the bifnim, the inside and the outside. But the result is the exact same. The result in all these cases is that there are two cases for which there's a chiyuv, full-fledged chil shabbos, and two cases of the rabbanon. So says the Gemara. But in total, there are eight, the way we learned. The Oni can have two cases for which he's chayiv chattas, and two cases which is a chil shabbos deraisa, and two cases which are the rabbanon. And the Usher can have the same, two and two. But now ask the Gemara, the Tanish Taim Shen Arba, our Mishnah only focused on four cases that are all Chil Shabbos Daraisa V'Suloi. And now ask the Gemara why the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, the Tanish Taim Shen Arba B'Fnim, the Shtayim Shen Arba B'Chutz, and doesn't brings us both the cases of the Daraisa and the Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, the Kishabasu. There, which is the primary purpose of that Masechta, is to teach us Hilchos Shabbos, Tani Ovis. The Mishnah teaches us the Ovis. The Mishnah teaches us the Toldos. Hocha, the Lav, like a Shabbosu. But our Masechta, which is not teaching us Masechta Shabbos, is Tani Ovis, Tani Toldos Loitana. Ask the Gemara in able to refine this answer. Ovis Maininu, what is the Ovis of carrying on Shabbos? Yitzias, when you carry from Shusha Yoch to Shusha Rabim. But ask the Gemara, if that's the Ovis, Yitzias Tata have it. There are only two cases of carrying. One from the Oni carrying from the Shusha Yoch to Shusha Rabim, and one for the Baal Bayis. So what are we saying there? Four. V'chitema, if we'll say, Mehen L'chim Melab Tor, that cases where you're going to be Chayiv because the Oni did both the Akira and the Anocha, or the Baal Bayis did both the Akira and Anocha. But when they each only did half, only the Akira, only the Anocha, you're not Chayiv. Says the Gemara, it's difficult to explain the Mishnah that way. For Dumin Damaris Negoim Tani, our Mishnah is speaking about similar situations. When we speak about the Maris and the Goyim, all four discolorations make you into Mitzorah Daraisa. And you're Chayiv. You're considered Mitzorah by all four discolorations. So says the Gemara, by Maris Negoyim, the way to understand the case of Maris Negoyim, Ma Hosam Chiyuva, in all four situations, you're going to be Mitzorah Daraisa. So when we speak about Shabbos, that's the way Shabbos should be understood also. Avhocha Kula L'Chiyuva, Elam Rapapa, Hosam, when we speak about, when we learn Masech to Shabbos, Tane Chiyuva Turi, we speak both about cases where there's a Chiyuv Daraisa, which means, as the Gemara is going to speak about Yitzias and ultimately Achnosis, Up Turi, cases where you pota avaloser, places that you only awesome with Rabbanon, which means when you did that Kirva, that Anocha, Hocha, and Masechta Shavuos, which is not primarily Masechta Shabbos, which is not really here to teach us Hilchos Shabbos, Chiyuvitani, the focus is on the cases where you chayiv, Turi Loitani. Ask the Gemara to refine what we just learned. What are the cases that you chayiv by Shabbos for Yitzias? Carrying from Yishus Yoch to Yishus Rabim. But as we just pointed out, Yitzias Tatu Dahavin. There's only two cases of Yishus Yoch to Yishus Rabim. One for the Oni and one for the Baal Abayis. So, Shtayim Daitso, says the Gemara, the answer is because our Mishnah speaks about Shtayim Daitso. Two for Daitso means when you're carrying from Yishus Yoch to Shus Rabim, and Shtayim Lachnosa, when you carry from Shus Rabim to Shus Yochid. But ask the Gemara, Vayitzis Ktani. But let's look at the wording of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaks about Yitzis, and Yitzis is Rishus Yoch to Shus Rabim, not Rishus Rabim to Shus Yoch, which is Achnosa. Omar Rav Ashi, to which Rav Ashi responds, Tana Hachnosa Nami Atzar Karalei. The word Haitsa, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, encompasses Hachnosa as well, says the Gemara Mamai. From where do we see that when the word Haitzah is used, it includes Hachnosa, says the Gemara, because the Mishnah in Masech the Shabbos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amin Aleph teaches us, Hamaitzim Rishus Rishus Chayiv, says the Gemara, the Mishnah says you're caring for one Rishus to another Rishus. Milay Eskinen, doesn't that Mishnah also refer to situation, the Kop Mayel Eyulei, that you're carrying from Rishus Rabbim to Rishus Ayachid. And still, it's still called Haitzah. So we see that there's no problem using the word Haitzah for Hachnos as well. And the way the Rishonim explain, the focus is that Mishnah uses the word Hamoitzi Rishus L'Rishus. When it says Hamoitzi Rishus L'Rishus, it's not speaking about either direction more than the other. And the fact that says Hamoitzi Rishus L'Rishus, if all that was meant was that it should just mean that you're carrying from Rishus Ayochet to Rishus Rabim, because only that is considered Haitzah, and carrying from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Ayochet is not called Haitzah, so in order to avoid making any mistake, the wording that should have been used is Hamoitzi Rishus Ayochet L'Rishus Rabim. And then we would clearly understand that we're speaking only about carrying from Rishus Ayochid to Rishus Rabim. The fact that the Mishnah
was much more general in its wording. And the Mishnah just said, Hamaitzi Mershus L'Rishus, is very much an indication that it means in both directions, from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, and from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So we see that we could use that wording, and the both Haitzah and Achnas are in the category of Haitzah. Ask the Rav Dilma, Kamapik Rishus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim. Ask the Rav still, in Kain Nisnei, Hamaitzi Mershus HaYochid L'Rishus HaRabim. My Rishus L'Rishus. From here we see that Filu Rishus HaRabim L'Rishus HaYochid is considered Haitzah. It's all in the category of Haitzah. Says the Gemara, indeed, why? Isn't the simple wording of Haitzah, isn't the simple definition of the word Haitzah mean from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim? Says the Gemara, Tan V'tamamai, why could Haitzah encompass both? Says the Gemara, Tan Kol HaKiris Chavis M'Mekaymai, whenever you're taking something from one Rishus to another Rishus, Haitzah correlate. This approach is also seen in the Mishnah. The Tani, we learned the first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos. The first Mishnah Masechta Shabbos speaks about, begins with the word Yetzias Shabbos, Shtayim Shen Arba, Befnim, Shtayim Shen Arba Bechutz. And as the Mishnah over there illustrates all these cases, the cases that are included in that Mishnah are Achnasa. The Mishnah began with the word Yetzias. So we see that the word Yetzias is not limited to Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It includes Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, Shema Mina. Ravina gives a different way of understanding. When the Mishnah uses the word Yetzias, it's not to be understood about direction in which things are moving, Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. It's to be understood Rishus Ktani. It means transferring something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. And what means to be said is that Rishuy Shabbos, that there's Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus HaRabim in Shabbos, and transferring anything between those Rishuyas create a Chiyuv, a Issa Deraisa of carrying, and doesn't go make a difference in which direction it went. Maris Nagoyim, we learned in Mishnah, Maris Nagoyim Shnayim Shein Arba. Tanan Hossam, says the Mara, the Mishnah in Masechta Nagoyim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph teaches us Maris Nagoyim. When we look at what the Pasuk speaks about making a person into Metzora, the Pasuk speaks about Shnayim. The Torah says, Odom Kiyeh Ba'ar B'Soyris Eis Oysapachas Oybeheris. So the Torah speaks about Seis and Beheris. Shein Arba, there are two more. Beheris, how does Beheris look? Azuk Shalik, Snow White. Shniela, the tolda of Beheris, the tolda of Beheris is Kesida Heichel, like the white walls in the base of Mikdash. And as we learned in the Mishnah, specifically the white walls of the base of Mikdash, because the walls of the base of Mikdash were painted white every year new, so it was a nice white color. Seis is white Kitsemelovin, that like the white of white wool. Shnila, what is the tolda of Seis? Kekrumbeya, like the membrane around, like the membrane around the egg. So it turns out that the four colors and the sheer of whiteness, Beheris is snow white and it's an Av. Seis is the next, like wool, which is also an Av mentioned in the Torah. The next is Sidah Heichel, which is a toldo, white like the walls of the base of Migdash. And then we have Krumbeya, white like the membrane of an egg, which is also a toldo. And therefore we have two ovis first, and then we have two toldos in identifying the colors which would make somebody a Metzora.